Please use headphones and listen carefully.
Manifesting what you want while you're fulfilling your dreams, these have taken on a dimension or a size that it should not. People setting their goals of life at the 18, 20, that I want to become this or that. I'm not saying it's wrong, I'm not saying it's not necessary, it is to some extent. But I see particularly in the West, essentially in America, this is something I would like to change. Yes, by maintaining a certain mental focus, you can achieve a few things. But we have to redefine what is achievement. Just because you got what you wanted, that does not mean you have achieved something in your life. This is a very mediocre way of curing human nature. What few material things that you want, either in terms of profession, relationships, or as you said, you added community projects, that is also one kind of career. So right now, this little auto rickshaw, which is supposed to take 3 people in it, carrying 10 people, somehow he zigzags up this hill and makes it to the top. It's an achievement. He switched off his engine, probably sitting for a chai. It's an achievement. I'm saying it is not an achievement. Yes, socially it is relevant. Personally, economic and other benefits may be there. Yes, few things have to be done like that, I'm not questioning that. But if you're looking at… if you're calling this a vision, sorry, I wouldn't call this a vision. This is a petty desire which could have been done in so many ways. These things have become big in people's minds because they have set their goals. Like I've always told you in the very beginning of the usually… probably in the very introduction of the inner engineering program, we talk about this. In yoga we say if you have one eye set on the goal, you have only one eye to find your way. A one-eyed man thinks he has done a great thing because he found his way home. Somebody who can see clearly, he doesn't think much of finding his home because it's the simplest thing that you can do. So I'm saying without enhancing the human being, we set some petty goals like this little engine which doesn't have the power to go up this hill. Now it sets up this goal and it thinks it's done a great thing reaching there. But if it built itself into a more powerful engine, without effort it would be there. This is where human focus should be. Human focus should not be about what should I become, what should I have. Having and becoming should not be your goal. It should be about how can I enhance this life. When I say life, I'm not talking about your profession, your career, your relationships, your community projects, no, I'm talking about this life. How to make this from what it is to a much upgraded or high-powered life? Just do that. If you do that, then this will do whatever it has to do. This is what yoga is about. Don't worry about what you should have, what you should do. Just make this into a powerful engine, it will climb any hill. So this should be your vision, not about, I want to get this kind of job, I want to earn so many $1,000s, I want to marry this pretty girl in the neighborhood. No, just grow this into a size and a potential beyond what it is right now, all these things will happen. All these things will happen more than you ever imagined. And above all, the quality of your life will not be determined by the arrangements of your life. The quality of your life will be determined by what's throbbing here, and that's how life should be. Because it's life, not the arrangements of life. And life happens within. what you arrange is of social consequence, not of any existential or life consequence. So, do not call petty desires as vision. I want to buy a new model car and it happened. It'll anyway happen because they're giving you 0% interest-free loan and they'll collect it back from you in 10 years' time. Anybody can buy any damn car, it doesn't mean anything. But sitting in that car, what are you going to do? Only if your neighbors look at you and they envy you, you feel good. If all of them have bigger cars, you anyway feel like nonsense once again. That's all it is. But if this human being is enhanced, whether you sit in the city or you sit among these rocks, you sit in the mountain alone by yourself, wherever you sit, it's fantastic.
Success cannot be taught. You can only teach somebody a certain process of doing things. Depending upon their intensity, intelligence, involvement, and of course the benevolence of time. Whatever we do is subject to the times in which we exist, we should never forget that. So considering all these things when they fall together, success is a consequence. Nobody can work on a consequence. You can only work on a process. The only thing that I've inculcated with everybody here is to be absolutely devoted to the process. Now, process is a daily ongoing thing. Success is only in other people's eyes. They think you're successful, they think you're a failure. But essentially what you're doing is doing the process right. What you have to do today, you're doing it right. So there is a systemic stability to what we do. And of course you need a spark of genius. So this is something that everybody should look at. There is a systemic stability. System is like an insurance that you can fall upon always. It would be expecting too much and it costs too much to be continuously sparking with genius. But if there is no spark of genius, system will do mediocre things continuously. If there is too much genius and no system, then you will do spectacular things here and there but nothing endures. So this is a balance which one has to find.
The question is only, the life that you are, is it finding full expression? That's an important thing. How is this related to my business? That's always the question. If you think the person who is conducting the business, his quality and his state of being and his ability does not decide the quality of the business, then we know who you are. The most important step in this direction is anything and everything that you do should become a conscious process, not a compulsive reaction to something that's happening around us, including your business. Only then you will unravel yourself. This is a fundamental transformation every human being has to bring in their life, otherwise you will not see great human beings. If you don't see great human beings, you will not see a great society or a nation. If you don't see great societies and nations, there is no great world and there is no great life. Well, people may be living in palaces, but what's happening in their minds if you look at it, it's absolutely disappointing. I have seen so many billionaire beggars. Yes, because their attitude is still that of a beggar, the same insecurity, the same struggle. 99% of the humanity, unfortunately, they're an issue by themselves. In this condition, how to address the outside issues? This itself is an issue, it keeps you engaged. The possibility of enhancing one's life is very much there, and it's not some wild philosophy or some esoteric something that you don't understand. A systematic scientific process is there that if one is willing to involve and pay enough attention and invest enough time and energy in this, enhancement of this life will happen. Isn't this life the most important thing to invest in? Once you are in some way enhanced, anyway your activity will enhance itself. So this is a possibility that every human being must explore.